To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Tuesday, December 9th. We are so close to Christmas. Remember when I said that in June and you guys were like, oh my gosh, don't say that. And then now it's Christmas.
We were like, oh my gosh, don't say that. And now it's almost Christmas.
Mm-hmm. It was exactly like that.
It was exactly like that.
The narco boat strikes. Do you have a general like reaction to that?
Yeah. I think people are overreact. I think people who typically overreact to anything Trump does are overreacting to what Trump does, because this seems like such a no-brainer. In fact, polling shows that people support it overall. You're knocking out drug cartels. I get that you can have a debate over how to do it, but overall, this is a good thing that the administration is doing.
I think about the, you know, a lot of times people, if you're having a conversation back and forth, the first thing that people on the right will say is, you know, Obama was drone striking a wedding. the drone strikes that took place under the Obama administration, not something immediately that was incredibly maligned by a lot of the folks who on the left right now are very aggressively, as you said, due to the anti-Trump nature of the situation, very anti-narco boat strike. I'm going to play this clip for you here, because I think that this is the mentality that a lot of people have. You have Representative Adam Smith, he's a Democrat from Washington, reacting this way.
But even worse than that, the notion is that cocaine still could have gotten to the United States, and they're treating that cocaine like it's a weapon. Basically, they're treating that image of those two people on that boat like a situation where, I don't know, you see a car bomb headed towards an embassy or something. It's right. Struck, it seems like it's incapacitated, but is it incapacitated? We don't know. There's still a couple people there. Maybe they can complete the mission. Maybe they can get that bomb to the building and blow it up. And that, too, is kind of absurd.
So Congressman Smith, they're saying that the Trump administration is treating cocaine like a weapon. Well, I guess the question is it a weapon? Let's bring our friend, former Senator Jim Talent, on to the show with us. Also chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council. Senator, thank you for the time today. It's always good to speak with you.
Thank you, Annie, and right back at you.
So when you're watching the political back and forth regarding the, I guess, legality, the constitutionality of these narco boat strikes, you've got a congressman here saying that he disagrees with it because, you know, the cocaine isn't actually a weapon. What are your thoughts on Pete Hegseth, the Department of War, and the administration's efforts to get to these boats before they get to our shores?
I'm all for what the administration...
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Nation's doing, and of course it's a threat to the United States. These cartels, they're hybrids, okay? So they're part criminal gangs and they're part irregular armies. And they're not the only groups that are like that. The Islamic radical groups are like that. Pirates are like that. And elements of the United States Armed Forces have been fighting those groups in different contexts for centuries, really, if you talk about the pirates. The Coast Guard's been fighting the cartels. The Coast Guard is a uniformed service of the United States Armed Forces. And so I want them to knock as many of these boats out as they can, and not only because it stops those shipments and deters other shipments. I doubt there's a whole lot of people volunteering now to be sailors on those boats. But also because when we take them out, the cartels have to react. They have to move money. They have to find new supplies. And that lights up their logistic networks, Annie. So we watch what they do, and then we get really valuable intelligence. Hmm. So, yeah, I think it's now it's not the only thing we need to do. Trump is also engaged in a maximum pressure campaign on Venezuela, and not just because of the cartels, also because Venezuela is an outpost for our adversaries in the Western Hemisphere. All of this is discussed in the new national security strategy. I think it's really important going forward that we secure our own strategic environment in the Western Hemisphere. And there's a number of things the administration is trying to do. And I think it's long past time we did them.
Yeah, certainly. Former Senator Jim Talent speaking with us right now. So let me ask you this, Senator. When we, you know, I've seen the videos, the I guess, military-based, like radar or whatever videos that show the boat is moving and then it is kabooming and it is gone.
Yeah.
Some people are saying those might be fishermen boats. How do we know that there's cocaine? How do we know the malicious intent of these boats in these waters?
Well, we collect good intelligence, and it's scrubbed, and the targets are carefully chosen. Now, listen, if they take out a fishing boat and that's discovered, then there's going to be consequences and accountability. Same as if we intend to remember when Clinton thought he was getting Osama bin Laden. Well, you don't remember. You're not old enough. But in the 90s, he thought he was getting Osama bin Laden with the Tomahawk strike, and it turned out he was bombing a pill factory. And he took a lot of political heat over that. But we have very good intelligence. I think if any of these had not been drug boats, we would have known it by now, given all the criticism of it. And this is warfare. I mean, you know, you do the best you can. Our military is very good at identifying high quality targets. In the lead in, you mentioned that Obama engaged in a number of drone strikes against terrorists, and I was always in support of that. It is a tool that we need to protect the American people, and we're entitled to use it.
We're speaking with Senator Jim Talent, a former United States Senator from Missouri, former congressman, as well as the chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council. You mentioned a little bit about Venezuela there. Can you give us a precursor to what is actually happening in Venezuela? Of course, the interest with these the drug trafficking that comes out of there. But you just said yourself that there's a little bit more to that. What should people know about our interest in Venezuela?
The concern here is that Maduro's is tied at the hip with the cartels, and that is used. I mean, it's not just, again, a criminal gang. It's a tool of statecraft to attack the United States, to undermine us socially and civically. He's also hosted Russian warships. He's an outpost for Chinese influence. And of course, the Cuban Security Service really is highly instrumental in keeping him in power. So we have a real interest in trying to pressure him either to change his policies or to step down. The administration has, I think, been properly engaged in a kind of strategic ambiguity about exactly what it is we want to do. But what we are doing is sending a message to everybody that we intend to take care of our back porch. In other words, that we don't like outposts of foreign adversaries in the Western Hemisphere. That goes back to the Monroe Doctrine. We don't like it when those outposts do things like ship drugs into the United States and engage in other kinds of disruptive activities. So we have to wait to see. Now, we're not going to invade Venezuela, but I think it's possible that we could take out some high quality targets in country. That's a decision the president's going to have to make. Or it could be that he's simply pressuring with the threat of that. So, again, we'll see going forward. But everybody's recognized that Venezuela is a major problem, and now we're trying to do something about it.
Hmm. We're speaking with Jim Talent here on the Andy Frey Show. I want to shift gears to a whole different part of the globe because, you know, China continues to be the other main superpower that it feels like most conversations lead back to. But what about China? And I was having a conversation with somebody who was discussing the possibility, the likelihood that Taiwan becomes the interest of China to the extent that they decide to try to take Taiwan and the United States would have some sort of obligation there. I'm curious about your thoughts on how aggressively China is looking to approach doing something in Taiwan, if that's a realistic thing in the near future.
Well, Annie, there is no question that absorbing Taiwan is a core interest of the Chinese state. It has been for decades. They have one of the priority missions of the PLA, the People's Liberation Army, is to prepare for an invasion. I mean, they've conducted training exercises where they've constructed mock versions of the Taiwanese presidential palace and assaulted it. I mean, their preparations, their commercial barge industry has been prepared so that they can carry troops if necessary. In other words, they can be adapted to do that. This is a core interest of the Chinese state. It's a national interest. It isn't even a communist thing. And Xi Jinping has declared his intention to settle the issue on obviously unfavorable terms to them before he leaves power. Now, that is a different thing from saying that they're going to engage that they're going to resolve it militarily, that they're going to have a blockade or try a blockade or an invasion. I think they're using a combination of tactics to disrupt the Taiwanese democracy, to undermine the will of the Taiwanese to resist, to apply all kinds of diplomatic and economic pressure. That is, you know, it's classic Chinese strategy. In the belief that they can pressure Taiwan into signing an agreement for a relationship that will eventually allow them to absorb the island. That's what they wanted to do with Hong Kong and tried to do it eventually. They just marched in when they had the opportunity. So, and they could try that with Taiwan. If I had to guess, I don't think the balloon goes up in the near future. I think they're going to continue this strategy in the belief that it's going to succeed because, first of all, Taiwan would be a pretty tough nut to crack. Second, they don't know whether we would defend Taiwan, and they don't want a war with the United States. And third, that would expose their intentions for East Asia so clearly that it would likely give rise to a very determined anti-Chinese coalition, which they don't want.
Yeah.
And it was indeed the sort of foreshadowing of that is one of the reasons the president just took his trip all throughout Asia, because he was sending a signal that a lot of countries want an economic partnership with the United States. You notice he firmed up the relationship with Japan. So it's definitely a threat. It's something I worry about. If the competition or conflict with China goes into the military domain, it will be over Taiwan. Mm. And that is a very scary scenario, because the odds that they will attack the homeland, I'm not talking about nuclear, but I think cyber attacks are very likely. And then, of course, we will respond. An escalating armed conflict with a peer competitor is not something we want. So deterrence in the Indo-Pacific is really important, but it's very difficult now because, frankly, I mean, we're outgunned, outmanned, and outranged militarily within the second island chain.
Is it your judgment, is Pete Hegseth, the Department of War, the Trump administration, are they improving our ability to compete in a conflict like that? Are we headed in the right direction with our military strength?
Yes, across a broad number of fronts, including modernization with AI, quantum computing, hypersonics, as well as rebuilding our shipbuilding and maritime industry. That is a key priority of the administration. And I've said this for years, Annie, power is the product of intention and capability. Intention can change quickly, but capability can't. I mean, I can't flip a switch and produce a missile frigate or a shipyard, and we're behind. Now, in the modernization areas, it's a much more mixed sort of picture. There's some areas where I think we're still ahead, as in AI. There are others, as like hypersonics, where we're behind. But, you know, it's the 11th hour, frankly, militarily. And, you know, I wrote my first column about China in 2013, and I said that then they were the dominant military power in the East and South China Sea. So we've got a long way to go, and we don't have a lot of time to get there.
Yes, as they say. Senator Jim Talent, thank you for the time today. We look forward to having you back again soon.
Thank you, Annie.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Former United States Senator from Missouri, Congressman and Chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council. On X at Jim Talent. All right, let's break real quick here. The YouTube poll for today. In today's political climate, which is more prevalent, malice or incompetence? We'll see how the conversation goes, but Senator Eric Schmidt is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour at 1:30. And we're going to talk to him about the Republican effort to fix healthcare in this country. It's a big discussion, certainly going to be one here in the next month or so as they try to get the appropriations bills passed. We're going to also talk to him about a lot of the immigration stuff that's taking place in this country, the efforts of H-1B reform that needs to take place. Just lots on the docket there for Senator Eric Schmidt at 1:30. We'll be right back.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.